Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wait, stop.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Rick, again.
You had the
Rick,
work. You,
I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
The newspaper.
I'm speaking.
Illegal.
Would you please wait?
Working.
Are you just going to keep talking?
I know you are, but what am I?
I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
Robert Scott Bell.
An American citizen then could be declared an enemy combatant and sent to Guantanamo Bay and detained indefinitely.
I'm placing you under arrest for the future murder of Sarah Marks and Donald Dubinos.
I didn't do anything.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
Scott Bell.
You have two labs that have taken an H5N1 bird flu virus and tweaked it such that it's transmissible.
They're doing this so they can come up with a vaccine?
Well, that's exactly what they're looking to do.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We're trying to get a special guest for you today as we kick off the Robert Scott Bell Show today, but he got stuck in the TSA somewhere in security. So Rand Paul won't be with us today, but guess who will? Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is back to kick it off. Mike, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert. Good to be on your show again. Yeah, let's talk about Rand Paul taken prisoner.
A senator.
By the bureaucrats.
A senator, for goodness sake. I think, you know, of all the guys to pull this off on, the one guy who's been as outspoken as almost as outspoken as his dad on the TSA and violations of the Fourth Amendment, et cetera, since the Patriot Act and everything else since then. And wow, yesterday, big news breaking all over. No common sense allowed.
Well, this is yet another sign of the fall of the Republic. I mean, it is happening. The executive branch of government combined with the tyrannical, completely unelected bureaucrats running the regulatory agencies in DHS, TSA, DEA, FDA, EPA, and so on, they are now trying to take over. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the TSA just runs into the Senate, arrests all the senators, arrests all the members of Congress, throws them in prison, and just takes over. I mean, we are looking at the rise here of a Nazi Germany, Nazi-style system of just total militaristic dictatorship control to override freedom, to override representative government, to destroy our democracy. And Ron Paul is right to warn that this police state is, quote, growing out of control. That was a statement he issued yesterday about the incident.
Right.
You know, it's crazy.
Well, and you talk about the executive branch taking over in a sense, and here it is taking over the legislative branch. It's like, okay, we can imprison you. You're a senator. You're a peon. We're taking you down. And think about it in terms of the history of the 20th century, FDR threatening to stack the court, basically to water it down and make, I don't know, 30 justices, and that's how he was able to get the New Deal through. So there has been this game being played almost since the dawn of the American, you know, let's say the Constitution came into force. Ben Franklin said a republic, if you can keep it, that kind of concept. And we had to be vigilant throughout our history. But in the last 100 years, we've seen it, as Ron Paul has said so many times, the march away from liberty, the march away from constitutionally limited government, to the point where the executive branch now takes a kingship or emperorship. And this is, as you said, another layer of it coming to fruition.
And remember, this is all being conducted with the excuse that the TSA is somehow making us safe. I mean, come on. Was Rand Paul a threat to air security? Was he hiding a machine gun in his waist belt? I mean, is Rand Paul a terrorist? Yeah, I mean, that's the message they're trying to say, that Rand Paul's a terrorist by detaining him at the airport. Hmm. They wouldn't even let him walk through the machine a second time at first. They resisted.
Yeah.
You know, what are the chances of Rand Paul hijacking a plane? Come on.
Well, he
it's
could have
ridiculous.
Used one of his tools in ophthalmology. I mean, he is an eye doctor after all.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, he may be the eye doctor, but it's the TSA that can't see straight because well, blinded by power.
Well, exactly. And you know, one of the things is the bureaucracy is such, and I heard this from the pundits, like he was interviewed by Wolf Blitzer yesterday on CNN. And Wolf made the point, oh, well, you're not indicting these people that are actually running it. You're like mad at the higher ups, basically. And you know, I wanted Rand to say, Rand is a much more diplomatic guy than his father. Ron's not, Ron will just say it as it is, as he did with his announcement that we're not any safer. That's just Ron's way. He doesn't code it. Rand is a little more adept at making people who don't normally adopt the perspective that we have and his father has to soften it. He doesn't abandon it, but he softens it in a way that it's somehow more palatable for them. But the reality is we would say, yes, those individual TSA agents are responsible for their actions, just as it was in the Nuremberg trials with the Nazis that were not the rulers, but they were the underlings, and they just did what they were told.
Well, sure. Let's be honest and upfront about it. Every TSA agent that has reached inside the waistband of an air traveler is an unindicted criminal molester, and they should be rounded up, indicted, prosecuted, and what you know, whatever the jury decides is appropriate for them, that punishment should be carried out. We need to round up these 65,000 people, and to make room in the prisons for the TSA, we need to decriminalize marijuana and let the small-time potheads out of prison so that we can fill the prisons with the TSA goons. I mean, those are the real criminals, and, you know, throw Janet Napolitano in there as well, too, after she faces a trial by jury. Mm-hmm. You know, I agree. I mean, I support due process. I think everybody should have their day in court, but let's at least arrest the criminals, you know, instead of letting them run loose. Now, essentially, kidnapping a U.S. senator, you know, if you or I went into an airport and we detained somebody and prevented them from moving to another location, forced them to stand in a certain location, we could be charged with kidnapping. That is the definition of kidnapping. You don't have to actually take them somewhere. You just have to prevent them from leaving the area. And that's what they did to Rand Paul. So they are now kidnappers on top of molesters. They're also convicted child porn distributors. They're convicted cocaine traffickers. They're convicted thieves. They steal people's equipment. I mean, these are the worst criminals in America today, or at least among the very worst. They should be in prison right alongside the rapists, the mass murderers, the psychopaths, the child molesters, all those people. That's where the TSA belongs.
Well, I think Wolf Blitzer would now have a coronary after you said that, if you were interviewed on CNN.
Well, you noticed they don't have me on CNN.
Yes, I have noticed. They don't have me on there either. Oh, my goodness. Well, like I said, this is where you can get the unvarnished truth and the facts, and that's what we love about what we're doing here with Natural News, Natural News Radio, the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the people can handle this. I honestly can. I know there are some that are a little too sensitive on that front, and you know, we're bringing them along as quickly as we can here. But when you see the executive branch, and remember, Obama's not going to be president forever. If there is another president after Obama, it'll be someone else, and they'll have those same powers, perhaps, unless a Ron Paul gets in there, and they will use them. I don't believe that Obama sure. won't, but that's what he says. But that's, you know, I'm not going to use it. Oh, okay, so then why do you need it?
Well, I mean, again, on the record, Obama is a treasonous liar. That's just a historical fact. He said he wouldn't sign the NDAA. He did. He signed it quietly, secretly on New Year's Eve, knowing that it would allow the, quote, legal indefinite detainment of American citizens outside the process, outside due process. And that is illegal. It's unconstitutional. It is a traitorous act to sign that. Every historical professor in a university would have to agree with that assessment. You know, if they disagreed with that, then they're playing politics. If you understand the Constitution and you understand the rule of law, you must conclude that Obama is a traitor to the Republic and he has violated his oath of office. And anyone who then supports that or carries that out is also a traitor who should be indicted. I mean, you know, the TSA, again, it's a group of thuggish criminals, just unindicted criminals who are committing crimes. I mean, even if you're a sworn-in FBI agent, you can't go reaching down people's pants and putting your hands in their body, inside their body, as the TSA has done over and over again. You know, Miss USA in the Dallas airport, Jesse Ventura, right, who had to file a lawsuit. You know, numerous other cases, some of which have been captured on film, of TSA officers molesting people. That is a felony crime, and they should be arrested. You know, I mean, what why do we allow criminals to keep behaving as criminals when they're doing it right out in the open? I don't get it.
No, it doesn't make sense to those of us that are not interested in being criminals or behaving as criminals. But there are, let's be frank about this, the number of people, millions perhaps, in America that these people reflect their, let's say, attitudes, their values. And look, 40% in theory, it was Diebold in South Carolina, supported Newt Gingrich, another someone who lacks the moral fiber to be trusted except with three wives at a time. So in some ways, it's a sad reflection of where the American, let's say, morality or lack thereof has transpired.
Yeah, where do we even begin when talking about the morals? But, you know, Newt Gingrich is a very scary character. If it comes down between Obama and Newt Gingrich, I'll vote for Obama, because Newt Gingrich is such, he has such an evil eye. I mean, look at his grin. He looks like a demon right out of the pits of hell. I mean, he has openly said that we should kill American citizens. You know, he has openly said that, remember when Julian Assange and the whole WikiLeaks thing came out, he said that they should go over and just murder Julian, just take him out, you know. This is the way this guy thinks. He is a total tyrant, and he's very, very dangerous because he can convincingly speak in a way that Obama can't. I'd be a lot more comfortable with Obama in the White House, because Obama is really just a puppet and doesn't have the deviousness,
the megalomania
that Gingrich has.
Yeah, well, and that's saying something, because not a big fan of Obama here, as
we're hearing. Not at all. No. I mean, obviously, we want Ron Paul in the White House, but
yes.
I'm just saying, theoretically, if it came down between the demon Gingrich versus the traitor Obama, I'd have to, you know, go with the traitor Obama.
Take the one we know. Now, interestingly enough, and good news on this front is that Gingrich is not on the ballot in all 50 states, so he can't win outright. There's no chance. I think this is more of a show trial for him, in a sense. He wants to sell books and increase his speaking fees. But in the end, I foresee at this point a brokered convention in Tampa. And that's what, as I've been following this, things may change and shift. But right now, as much as the Republicans traditional don't like Romney, and of course they're still trying to ignore Ron Paul and are trying to pump up social media, suck up Rick Santorum, the reality is it is such let's just say a word I'm not saying, but it's messed up in there that they're going to go to the convention and no one's going to have a clear majority. And so all bets are off. And that's why I say, Ron Paul, don't give up on it. I know that the powers that be do not want him in there, but some things are out of their control, as much as they would not like us to realize that. And there's these factors that are happening in 2012 that are beyond their control, is all I'm saying.
Well, what we've seen so far already tells us a wealth of information about the cultural landscape of America. The fact that Ron Paul hasn't been overwhelmingly, you know, 80, 90% supported by the Republicans tells you that we are headed into an irreversible tyranny that, well, I shouldn't say irreversible. I mean, an inevitable tyranny that that will overtake our country and it will collapse. And then perhaps it will be replaced by freedom and peace and things like that. But our country apparently hasn't suffered enough yet to really demand Ron Paul. You know, maybe Ron Paul would be the perfect candidate at the perfect time 10 years from now or 5 years from now. But America today is still so blind and so dumbed down and so much worshiping the status quo and worshiping the police state government that they just aren't yet ready. And, you know, that's frustrating for those of us who can actually think clearly, which, again, 95% perhaps of the population is not able to, you know, process accurate information in a way that accurately assesses the likely outcomes of present day actions. So this whole idea of being able to plan for the future, being able to analyze actions today and extrapolate them out into a future results, this skill is lacking in the minds of too many Americans. And that's why they keep voting for the same failed presidents over and over and over again. The same people who are going to bring us the same tyranny, the same collapse, the same economic, you know, ineptitude, and they're not yet ready for real solutions, apparently.
Well, for those of us who have suffered enough in our lives, we see these things. We say, why do we really need to go through this? Haven't we suffered enough, gone through these things? Because we've begun to learn from history, observe it, and predict the future based on that, much like The many predictions of Ron Paul over the years have been so dead on accurate because he's learned from history, observed it, watched it, witnessed it, and said, hey, this is what's going to happen, and it's happening. Now, will the American people wake up in time? Have they suffered enough? It may be that unless there is hyperinflation between now and the election, they may, you know, gloss over and say, Ron Paul, well, he's a good guy in some ways, but it's too radical. Well, what he's saying is that it's too radical not to do what needs to be done here, whether it's cut $1 trillion from the budget in 1 year or the other rollbacks that need to be happening to the empire. These are the things that we have to do. The empire is not just overseas. It's right here. It's domestic interventionism. And if, Mike, if you can hang out for one more segment, you got the time?
Yeah, you bet. I'd be happy to.
Okay. We got bonus time with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, kicking it off today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, all the notes you get if you've signed up at naturalnewsradio.com. Enter your email address there. It's free. You'll get the updates every day. And you can always go to robertscottbell.com. And if you have any questions or comments, anytime, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Please say thank you to all the wonderful sponsors that support us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming right back with more of the Health Ranger after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Coming up a little later on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got one of my dearest friends and my favorite medical doctor and naturopathic doctor all rolled into one. Carolyn Dean will be joining us a little later. We're going to talk children, ADHD, drugs, not drugs, detox, homeopathy, all the fun stuff we love to do here. Also, my dear friend Liam Sheff, my superhero sidekick from time to time. We've got a little bit of 9/11 information coming up. Also, some more information on the false hypothesis of HIV and the fake tests and how they're impacting people out there. But right now, we continue on our discussion with the TSA, Rand Paul. We've got the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, wrapping it up here on this subject together. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, yeah. Hey, good to be back with you. Thanks for keeping me on here. We got a couple of things going on. There's TEPCO is reporting. I'm going to get to the Ron Paul quote in a second, but
sure,
just want
sure.
to interrupt and say that TEPCO is reporting a 500% increase in radioactive materials being released from Fukushima reactors right now, from 12 to 70 million becquerels per hour is what's being reported. So that'll be interesting to see if, you know, if something develops on that. We did cover some of the pending structural failures.
Yes.
Of, I think, reactor 4?
4, I believe, yes.
Yeah. So there may yet be a lot more to come out of Fukushima, and that's not a friendly thought. But moving on to the Ron Paul issue, let me read you a quote that he spoke in a speech in 2007. He says, quote, "We need to get the government out of the way. Inflation hits the middle class and the poor the most. These are the people who are losing it. We don't have enough competition. There's a doctor monopoly out there. We need alternative health care freely available to the people. They ought to be able to make their own choices and not be controlled by the FDA preventing them to use some of the medications." So just a short quote there, Robert. But, you know, we have Ron Paul, who is, of course, a champion of liberty, also talking about health freedom in America.
Very much aware. And this is something that I don't think there's been a candidate in the last 100 years that has called for health freedom, has actually submitted bills into Congress on the issue of health freedom, written by our good friend Jonathan Emord, who will be at the Health Freedom Expo, by the way, as well, coming up in Long Beach. So here's a guy on so many levels. People that have, you know, found Natural News, found this show, initially think it's all about health, and they wonder, why do we talk about Ron Paul still? Sometimes they'll sit, scratch their heads and be upset. But of course, this is the essence of what we are all about here. The freedom to heal, the freedom to access the things that are necessary for us to heal, which is completely obliterated by an executive branch run amok with an FDA, etc., that has violated our rights to liberty, property, all of the things that we would do to help others to heal.
Yeah, it is a police state run amok, and even locally, for example, in California, Governor Jerry Brown signed that law that allowed 12-year-old children to give consent to be injected with Gardasil without their parents even knowing about it. So, you know, we got a police state that is killing our children and purposely keeping the parents out of the loop so that they can kill children, you know, without their parents even having a chance to stop it. I mean, this is really an issue of genocide. We covered a story about a health insurance company, I believe it was out of Michigan, that was offering $20 McDonald's gift certificates to parents if they would agree to have their babies injected with multiple vaccines before reaching the age of two. So, you know, here we have a free junk food incentive program that targets low-income people. You know, we're targeting minorities here. And it was being promoted by an African-American woman. So I called it black-on-black medical violence in America. You know, killing little black babies and giving the moms and dads McDonald's junk food certificates to make sure they stay diseased as well.
The new face of eugenics is the drive-through. And it's an amazing thing to witness. Now, there have been people, scientists we've referenced and quoted on this show as well, and you've written about, that are openly in their realm thinking, we've got to reduce the world's population. They can't come right out and kill you. I mean, that's what war is for, and that's part of the reason for all of these wars. But how do we do it at home? Well, we get people to accept it as something that's good for them, and then they beg for it. Now, that is not happening as much as it used to, and I've been talking a lot about the law of reversed effort, how the more that they squeeze, the more that they try to mandate these things, the more people are basically being squeezed right out and saying, my goodness, I do not want any part of this. So they're becoming increasingly desperate on many levels. And it is backfiring. At the same time, we are seeing a clamp down on freedom. So there's two paths that are going at the same time right now.
They're getting so desperate, Robert. The American Medical Association ran an editorial that was pushing the idea that people should not be able to say no to experimental vaccines, that you should be they should have mandatory vaccine trials for all American citizens, like serving jury duty. You got to get injected with experimental medicine.
Oh,
you
know,
I tell you, you know, they come here and try to do that to me. I'm not even going to tell you on the air what I would do.
You won't have to. I just always bring back Michael Badnarik's famous line after he was nominated to the Libertarian, you know, he was the presidential candidate in 2004, and I asked him about forced vaccination at that time, and he says, listen, this is what I think about forced vaccination. Doc, you bring the syringe, I'll bring my 45. We'll see who makes a bigger hole. And his point was very well made, very directly.
Yeah, and it may come to that. You know, there are a lot of people in this country who will absolutely not allow themselves or their children to be vaccinated. And if the state tries to do that at gunpoint, they're going to lose a lot of law enforcement officers, which is a shame because, you know, those guys don't generally – they're not really part of the agenda. They're just sort of doing what they're told. But a lot of them are going to end up getting shot and killed because people will not – you know, they will not allow their children to be murdered and maimed and made autistic by these forced inoculations. And I have to agree with that. I think one of the fundamental principles of America is that we have the freedom and the liberty to protect our families, to protect our health, to be free from the intervention of government. And this is, you can't get more interventionist than someone injecting chemicals, brain-damaging chemicals, into your bloodstream through a piercing needle that may contain a weaponized form of a virus. You know, that is an act of war against an individual, perhaps against an entire nation. We're talking about biochemical warfare here.
Yeah, which by the way, is one of the reasons why we're working so hard on this vaccine seminar that's very close to being released, that John Rappaport and I have done, that you know about. So we'll be releasing that information very soon. I've been teasing this for so long, I feel really bad about it. But Mike, we are so close.
Yeah, I can't wait. I haven't seen that course yet, or I haven't listened to it. I do see it's got an enormous amount of material, over 10 hours. Is it like 11 hours?
11 hours of material, in addition to many documents as well, and some very specific protocols, techniques to help people who have been vaccine damaged, and those that want to prevent, not use vaccines, but want to protect themselves, as well as those that are forced into it, whether it be because of the military or some other family issue. We wanted to provide as much information to help people in a time of crisis, and this is a crisis when people are waking up to the danger of vaccines. At the same time, the medical police state is going to attempt, I say attempt, they may not be successful, attempt to force these things on everybody.
Well, the bottom line in all this, I mean, I really am looking forward to that course, but it reminds me that we are witnessing a mass culling of the human species. We are being killed off. We are being deliberately targeted with vaccines. I mean, Bill Gates just openly says it. We got to reduce the world population, and vaccines is part of the solution. I mean, he says it right in plain language. It's not even like a spooky, shadowy conspiracy theory behind. He just goes on stage and says, we got to just basically kill people with vaccinations. it's people are like, okay, let's take some more shots, let's kill ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So one part of me says, well, those people probably, should win the Darwin Award because they're too stupid to say no.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
Well, we do have compassion, but at some point our compassion has its limits, because if people are not willing to do anything, to stand up and wake up, because we can't wake them up. We can't force them and drag them out of bed. I mean, the point is we have a voice here. We write, we speak, we do all these things, yet there's a free will. And I'm grateful for free will at the same time, as much as people would say, oh my gosh, we're screwing it all up. Well, we've been given the freedom to do so, but we've equally been given the freedom to do it right. And so I'm the eternal optimist, despite horrific, horrendous things. And even in our courses together, we talk about a positive turn through these tough times, because it's almost a necessary thing to go through, like in our own lives. Why do we do what we do? It was because we suffered by doing the wrong thing for a long time.
Well, I do know that people like you and myself, and probably most of our listeners here and a whole bunch of other people out there, are going to be just fine. We are healthy, we're fertile, we can grow our own food, we can protect our families, and so on. We, the informed people, are the future of the human race. It is the great masses of the uninformed, ignorant, GMO-consuming, vaccine-injected sheeple who are really going to die or not be able to reproduce. And, I do feel compassion for them. I don't want them all to die, and that's why we're trying to, educate them so that they can protect their lives and protect their families. But I know that we cannot reach the majority, and there are going to be a great many people who become victims to this total genocide that's being conducted today for whatever reasons.
Well, I appreciate you coming on board today to at least raise the alarm again. And, God bless Senator Rand Paul for stepping it up and having that happen, because it only has spotlighted more attention on the dangerous absurdity of this executive branch takeover. Although the left that supposedly prides itself on defending civil liberties is just laughing at Rand Paul as if he's a problem for bringing this up. They used to be for civil liberties, unless it's someone they don't like who might be a Republican, even if it's not truly in the same vein of what Republicans have become, like with the Pauls.
Well, I guess the left will just march themselves right into the gas chambers, I mean, they probably won't even complain. They'll probably say to themselves, we're doing this to save the earth.
Hmm.
You know, so I mean, that's the brilliance of the global elite, to actually brainwash the left into murdering themselves
for the sake of the earth. Yeah, so that's like you're going to save the earth if you do this. It's kind of like the multi-billionaires of the world claiming that the people are not paying enough taxes. Well, go ahead, donate everything you got to the national debt. No one's going to complain if you do so. So anyway.
Yeah, this is pretty crazy. But I really enjoyed being on your show as always, Robert. Thank you for having me on. And I'm going to listen to the rest of your show and see what else you've got going on today.
Lots of cool stuff. And Mike, it was great to kick it off with you. Thank you for providing the most amazing platform to outreach to the rest of the world with this message of health freedom. We appreciate it. And I understand there'll be a really cool spoof on the TSA next week. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. We've got a how many seconds do we have left here?
Oh, about 30 seconds, but you can wrap it up real quick.
Yeah, we got an audio spoof called TSA Help Wanted. It's actually a video spoof. I did the character voices in it. It's pretty hilarious. It's super outrageous. The visuals are going to be highly contentious and just shocking. And we're going to put that out on YouTube and naturalnews.tv. And we should hopefully wake up a lot of people and offend a few others.
Well, great. That's what we're here to do. Mike, I appreciate you. You know that. Always great to have you on board. Check it out, of course, everything at naturalnews.com. And you're listening, most of you, through naturalnewsradio.com as well. We've got Liam Sheff coming up. We're going to talk a little bit of 9/11, a little bit of HIV mysteries that we solve here, as well as Dr. Carolyn Dean coming up in a little while, and a little bit of the debate review from last night in Florida. Stay with us. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Robert Scott.
Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Joining me now, straight from TSA Security. Did they grope you? Liam Schaff, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Liam's not here.
Where's Liam?
This is, this is a Christopher Walken imitation sitting in for Liam.
Why is that? Liam upset about anything we should know about?
I don't know from Liam. I'm here to talk about amalgam Virgo.
We've done dental amalgams on the air.
No.
Dental stuff?
Robin.
What are you talking Robin, Robert, what are you talking about?
This is the Christopher Walken imitation for today. It's not very good, but I like doing it, so you're going to have to live with it.
I'll see what I can do, but amalgam Virgo, you're going to have to give us a little more insight. Is this related to the TSA in any way? I'd like to get away from the TSA at this point. But
I don't know where you were born. People see life on Venus. I see Osama bin Laden's picture here, right here, June 2001. What's it doing? Aircraft coming. Warnings.
Pre-TSA, then. What you're saying is that there's actually a picture of Osama bin Laden and drones prior to 9/11/2001, which led to the TSA and all that other garbage.
I'm speaking English, am I not? There were warnings. It was a war game. Osama bin Laden's picture. Navy drones coming. Warnings.
Would you have any objection, Christopher Walken, Liam, if I put that into the blog notes and a
put
picture?
Put it in. It's on the Wikipedia.
It's on Wikipedia.
They don't
we can
censor
do it. Wow.
It's right there. Amalgam Virgo, June 2001. What's he doing there, up there, on the War Games photo? I thought he was a secret, but they knew about him in advance.
So who posted this prior to 9/11? Osama and drones. Who posted this?
The Joint Chiefs of Staff, NORAD. People I don't know, Robert.
That really is amazing. It's another one of those.
I learned to dance in school.
Yes.
Let me tell you, I have nothing against my Jewish friends, but why were there five Israelis dancing in New Jersey, watching the buildings in New York come down? It's a news report that's disappeared from the headlines. I'm very confused.
So we're basically putting up with a growing police state because of something that the authorities, if we can call them that, in the Defense Department somewhere knew something was about to happen.
Nothing against Baba Ghanoush, Hamas, or Mossad. I'm sure they're very good guys one-on-one. But there they are. Five of them dancing. I like to dance.
Not well, they were dancing.
I'm a Christopher Walken imitation, and I studied tap dance and imitation Christopher Walken in school. A lot of people know this from my career. Anyway, what I was talking about was HIV. I don't believe in it anymore, but a wrestler, not a real wrestler, is getting 32 years in prison, Robert, for having sex.
Why? Because he was supposedly positive?
Supposedly. At the same time last year.
So what was this, a spouse?
Excuse me, I was speaking.
Sorry, Christopher Liam Walken. Was he supposedly interacting with someone who was HIV negative and didn't tell him or her? What happened?
I'm not in the man's underoos, but this is what it looks like. He's an Ohio conservative, Germans, Nazis. I didn't say that out loud. I'm kidding. Anyway, he had unprotected sex. Let me tell you, that's the only way to fly. And he didn't tell. Therefore, he's going to jail for 32 years. Maybe he could have made a baby.
So based on what? A test that can't detect what they say is detecting, this guy's going to jail for 32 years. Where's Clark Baker and the Office of Medical and Scientific Justice?
Keep up with me, kooky. Listen. What's happening here is last year, Obama, president, tries to convince attorneys generals, take away the criminal statutes for HIV, but they say no. We like capturing hookers and black people and putting them in jail. This is a wrestler giving his best years to entertain hillbillies all over the world.
Did you just say what I thought you said? Entertaining hillbillies. Well, interestingly enough, the Obama administration, despite being disastrous on everything else, decided that they wanted to see reduced or elimination of the criminalization of people with a status that can't be proven.
Maybe it's time for Liam to come
back. Liam, welcome back, my friend. Oh, I was waiting for the cowbell before you sounded off. But
gentlemen, yes. I have a fever.
Yes.
The only prescription is more Robert Scott Bell.
Not that kind of bell. More cowbell. Anyway, thank you, Liam. Good to have you back.
Good to be back after that. I feel like that Ramtha person. I think my body was taken over by an alien.
You were dancing as you were doing it, like you were Christopher Walken. So
yeah, I could finally dance. I could do a forward and backward tap. He's very talented.
So
being
all right,
strange.
We got two issues here, both related to the police state.
Police state. Yeah. I wasn't joking. Christopher Walken imitation wasn't joking.
He was being serious. I know.
It's hard to tell. There's something called Amalgam Virgo. It's right there in the Wikipedia. I had to look it up because I heard about it. I heard about it from 9/11 rethinkers or truthers. They said, well, don't you know there were counterterrorism episodes or whatever they were called, the exercise being carried out right in there in 2001, and they had Osama bin Laden's picture on the front? That's the way they all sound, the truthers. They sound like Bill Murray and Caddyshack. And I said, oh, really? That's my voice when I'm talking to people outside of the show. Well, I better go look that up. So I went and I looked it up, and there it was, right on the Wikipedia. I expect the Wikipedia to censor anything.
Sure, typically they do.
It's too true. But right. It's right there. And you can download the PDF.
Well, we're posting it at the blog today at robertscottbell.com, so you can see the evidence that this was known beforehand, as we've seen so many things. And we've covered in our 9/11 specials together, the week of 9/11, we mentioned so many things. I don't remember Amalgam Virgo, so this was somebody brought this to your attention.
Right, and this is among Operation Global Guardian and all these other Guardian operations, so that you've got FEMA dispersed, you've got airplanes dispersed, you've got fighter jets off track, and you've got what they call insects or fake airplanes on the radar. Not only that, but what we covered on the 9/11 special was that P-TECH, wow, what a winding road.
Yeah.
This just jumped down the rabbit hole. P-TECH, a company founded and funded, I should say, by a Saudi Arabian businessman. We can never prosecute the Saudis. Saudi Arabian businessman, just because 15 of the hijackers were Saudis, that's why we're invading Saudi Arabia to democratize it. Lord knows. Anyway, I guess we're not. Sorry, I got confused.
They try to keep the hands off of that kingdom. That's what they say.
Yeah, don't touch the Saudi kingdom if you want to live. So we don't mess with Saudi Arabia. They're our friends, air quote. So Osama bin Laden's on the cover of this thing called Amalgam Virgo 01, and it's got drone aircraft, and it talks about how drone aircraft are going to be this industry that's waiting to explode. Drone aircraft, then you put it together. News reports on September 12th, 13th, 2001, were that five guys identified by FBI as Mossad agents using an Israeli cutout intelligence service, a moving company, are filming the destruction of the towers. They get there beforehand, they film and laugh as the towers come down and dance. And this is reported through New Jersey throughout the next couple of days that this group of guys...
I remember it. I do remember it.
Yeah, and then it's gone. Mm-hmm. It's gone. And Mossad's... modus operandi is, you know, the war that we wage shall be a war of lies or war in secret. I have to look it up, but that's their thing. We shall wage by deception, essentially. So right. So then you have that, and that's not related to the HIV thing, but also in the news, this poor SOB is going to jail for 32 years. He's a wrestler, and they gave him a fake HIV test result. They're all fake. All of them are fake. And he didn't tell people because people get freaked out. And he has sex, and they don't even report if anybody he had sex with is positive. The answer is probably no. They just don't do it. And it's not like he damaged anybody because this isn't an STD. You don't even know. You only have it by virtue of them telling you you have it. You don't have a sore. You don't have a carbuncle. You don't have a weeping anything. They just tell you that you have it because they test you. Just because some social worker reads you a piece of paper that said, "Well, we think you're at risk, so we're going to trust your result." Meanwhile,
yes.
But here, this is the motto of the Mossad, according to what I'm reading here: "By way of deception, thou shalt do war. By way of deception, thou shalt do war." Now, that's
the Mossad running the pharmaceutical industrial complex, but by way of deception, they have declared war on certain people through phantom HIV and the test.
Right?
They're phony. It's fake. Lies, deceit.
I'm just going through everything that's on my nerves today.
Well, Christopher Liam Walken has just returned. Must be some trauma going on there as you watch the news, and I don't blame you.
And meanwhile, I get a note from a guy. I won't say his name. You want me to? We'll save this for the break.
Okay.
Because what do you mean HIV is? What do you mean HIV is fake? What do you mean HIV is fake? I mean these tests don't test for anything, and I get letters regularly. So go ahead, fake. AIDS truthers, write me a letter, because my advice is always the same, and I say it publicly. Don't take the bloody test. And if you take it, get a lawyer and sue them. Sue them. Right, OMSJ, get a lawyer and sue them, because the test is fake. Now, I got a letter that proves my point that the test is fake after the break, and I'll save it for after the break. I won't reveal the guy's name, and I'll keep his identity.
All right, stand by. We're going to go to that. The police state, whether it's in relation to HIV tests, whether it's in relation to TSA, going after Rand Paul or maybe you next. That's what's on tap here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Another segment with Liam, Christopher Walken, Chef.
How to heal. It's Robert Scott Bell's.
We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Back at it, one more segment with Liam, Christopher Walken, Chef. I don't know who's here this segment, Liam, but you were talking about don't take the tests, which I'm in agreement, of course. We're both on board on that. The so-called HIV tests, which are a criminal scam, a criminal enterprise, and a deadly one at that because of what they lead to for people.
What they lead to is not dancing and fun, but criminality and craziness. I'm not in favor. Anyway, I get letters regularly. The medical literature will tell you that HIV tests come up positive for everybody and your uncle and a cat and a dog and Tuesday and Mary Poppins and any other thing that you care to throw at them. They have no standards. It doesn't matter. The tests stink. The tests come from mixtures of the blood of at least 10 guys. This is from the standard literature. I'm serious. Look up Robert Gallo mixing the samples, probably from tissue from 10 guys, mixing it with leukemia cells, so you've got cancer stuff, excising certain proteins, drawing out certain proteins, deciding which ones they were going to incorporate, and then making them recombinantly through bacteria, so they're not even real anymore, they're not even human anymore. These proteins have the molecular weights of the proteins that make you up, myosin and actin, so they come up positive for everything. And if that sounds crazy, that's what you're dealing with when you take an HIV test. There's nothing, anything specific there. But they get the gay dudes and the black dudes to not me, though. They don't get Christopher Walken to take the test.
No, he's not a risk factor because he knows how to dance. No, what is it that makes him not a risk factor?
I'm really not at risk. I'm an older man. I'm white. I'm a movie star.
How do you explain Jack Nicholson?
Exactly. Jack will tell you he's hit every pothole in West L.A., if you know what I'm saying.
With no raincoats.
No raincoats. He's not the kind. He's getting fat, though.
Yeah. But the point is, the risk factors are being poor, minority, inner city, African, etc.
Right. All right. That's enough, Christopher. So this is the reality. I get letters from people all the time. Now, let me, with apologies, say, here's a guy. He goes to a testing center. I'm serious. I get these letters all the time. He gets a preliminary positive result. He says, doesn't make sense. I'm not at risk. He goes to another test center the same day, gets a negative result. This guy's writing me for advice, by the way. So I'm not, you know, and I feel great sympathy with him, and I'm not going to reveal anything about where he is. But he goes to two different test centers and gets two different results. Then for the next, he goes and gets four more rapid tests, two positive, two negative. What do you do at that point? So I write him, and I say, just go get a lawyer and sue these people. Because they're telling you, you're dead, you're not, you're dead, you're not, you're dead, you're not, you're dead, you're not, you're dead, you're not. It's a crime. It's a crime. And if you say, oh, it's anecdotal, whatever, I mean, I can get the guy on the phone and say, send me your test results, and I bet he will, because I've seen this over and over again. I interviewed a PhD from the East Coast, and she got in touch with, she's actually a friend of an acquaintance, and got in touch with me, and she had been given a positive result. And I went through the whole thing with her, and I said, you're a PhD, you can do the reading, go do the reading on HIV testing. She does the reading. She goes to the person who gave her the thing. She said, this isn't making any sense, I'm not in a risk group, so on and so forth. By the end of the week, because she's a white woman, well-educated with a PhD, a medical PhD, by the end of the week, the doctor giving her the test result says, what would you say if you weren't actually positive? She said, now what I know about these tests, it wouldn't surprise me at all. Hmm. Well, they decided that they got her test result wrong. Meanwhile, they lost all her results when she asked for them. They lost all her Western blot results. They lost everything. They couldn't find it anymore. Oh, no, we had to get rid of it, or else, you know, it would have been on your record. In other words, you would have thrown off the curve, and I knew you. Because she was known to the doctor.
Right.
Now, I can verify these. I can go trace these down. Or we can just go to the medical literature and find out that for millions of people being tested on certain continents, you end up with, you know, six or eight people being so-called confirmed. With millions of people, with hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands of people giving positives, you can only confirm like six if you use the Western blot. Meanwhile, if you take a Western blot and you have a positive ELISA, sometimes the Western blot is positive, the ELISA is negative. You can't take any of these tests. And you have to just get a lawyer, part one. Mm-hmm. Step two, get the lawyer to write the OMSJ,
right,
and see if you have a criminal case. Because people have sued now.
And then successfully.
People have sued now successfully for pain and suffering. You can sue for pain and suffering induced by these horrifying... And lastly, I'll say this. I was asked by the news prostitute on Russia TV whether I would have sex with an HIV-positive person. My answer is I do not respect that test. So I will tell anybody... I will have a partner if the person also knows the test result is crap.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell everybody that. So don't accuse me of spreading anything or whatever. I don't take tests. I don't have a test result. You know.
Well, why not assess a person's health based on reality as opposed to pharmaceutical fantasy?
Right.
You know? That's
exactly
all he's saying.
I remember when I was in my 20s and I was traveling in Europe, and I was at the end of a really bad relationship, and I found myself over there, and I slept with somebody who was a very nice person, but it wasn't the right time for me to do it, and I felt very bad.
Okay.
And I actually freaked myself out, and I went and oh my God, I got to get a test. I mean, geez, what was I thinking? You know, just I was at the dead end of a very difficult, bad relationship that was a bad idea from the start, and that person wasn't with me and hadn't, you know. But I was in Europe and I was traveling, and so I met a very nice person, and we, I think, went a little too far. But my mistake, right? Because she was a wonderful person. Anyway, I go to assuage my guilt. I go get a test, an HIV test, because I didn't know this at the time.
Uh-huh.
And the guy in France says, "Are you homosexual?" I said, "No." "Do you use drugs?" I said, "No, I just want to test." "No, no, no. These are important questions." I didn't
put at that time two and two together. Well, like,
I insisted.
Well.
I insisted. They said, "You don't need a test." I insisted.
Really?
Yeah. And I had a cold and I was worn out. I still tested negative because I'm not in a risk group and I'm not a drug user.
Right.
So I don't have a high antibody titer. And I don't take in a lot of – as far as I know, I don't take in any foreign material through my colon wall. So I'm not, lubricants, benzene.
Well, we've talked about benzene, carcinogens, et cetera, immune depleting, mineral depleting, selenium depleting, all of these things resulting in immune collapse eventually if you do that long enough.
Right.
And you didn't do any of that? You weren't doing any of that? Even before you knew. And certainly doing imitations of Christopher Walken is also not a risk factor.
No, I would never cause you to test. You could test false positive for doing imitations of Christopher Walken.
But as we found, they're all false positive. They're
agree.
Not real. Yeah.
Here.
So in terms of your interaction with those that ask you these questions, and by the way, a lot of people do. You were in the film House of Numbers talking about the study that showed zero seroconvergence transmissions, remember, between a so-called positive and a negative partner.
Oh, yeah.
In monogamous relationships.
Yeah.
So if you don't convert it or transmit it, these things still, even though we've sort of closed the book on it, we haven't because there's still a lot of illusion out there, Liam. We still got work
years.
To do.
This guy just got 32 years in Ohio.
This.
And I want you to look this story up.
We'll have it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com,
by the way. Ohio wrestler, Andre Davis, 29 years old. He's not quite a kid, but he's a professional wrestler. Maybe he's not the most mature guy in the world. I don't know him. And he says, that he was confused and he's not a monster and he didn't disclose his results. He didn't want his family to know. He never intended to hurt anybody. 29 years. And the OMSJ has gotten off 38 or so clients that reduced their sentences or totally expelled their sentences from court based on reading the HIV test, that the tests have no standards. There's no way to approve a test as false or true.
Yeah.
But they didn't test the test here. They just said, if a social worker said you're positive, if a person with a 6 weeks of community training or less, 1 week. Did I ever tell the story? Any time?
We got about 3 minutes.
All right. So I was with Helen, my partner, who left the planet. Is with us, is not, spiritual.
Yes.
So anyway, we're in Oakland, and we go into this community theater, and it's like a black-owned community theater, and I'm sitting around, and I end up in this conversation with all these people, and it turns out I'm talking to people, and I start talking about the HIV thing, and I was interviewed for House of Numbers around then. And a woman there, and everybody's African-American, everybody's black, and they're interested in what I'm saying. They're like, wow, what do you mean? And so the one woman there says, I'm an HIV test specialist. And I say, I have one right with me. And she brings it out, and it's a rapid test. I said, thanks.
Rapid test.
I said, this isn't an HIV test. And I open it. I say, can I read the package insert? Yeah, honey, you can read the package insert.
Okay.
So I read the package inserts, and it says, person who tests positive is considered preliminary positive. And I read it back to her, and I said, What does that mean? And she said, well, you have to get more testing. And then she was very open, and she said, well, this is a little blue, but she said that, these things really don't stop her from having sex, but it just keeps her more in the oral fixation area. And I'm saying she was being very flirty, and she was telling me what could happen between us.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's a blue story.
But that was on the left coast. They say.
Yeah, but she was just funny and like totally. And I'm like, do you hear what you're saying? You go and you test people for something that you say is sexual.
Right.
And yet you think you can protect yourself from it by keeping it.
Well, in
orally
a different
fixated.
Orifice, let's just
and you still believe in it?
Yeah.
Are you joking with me?
So did she follow that logic or not?
I don't know.
Do you remember
just,
at that time?
We left. I tried to convince them to go and do some research on it. But there's somebody that she gets a couple weeks of training, and suddenly she's the HIV expert for some little community center in Oakland.
Right.
Where all the black men and women who come in feeling guilty, like I did, feeling guilty because they did something they didn't feel very good about. I didn't feel very good.
Prey on their guilt.
Yeah.
Prey on their guilt and end up condemning them to death by modern medicine, if you will. Speaking of that title, Dr. Carolyn Dean's going to join us next hour. I've got
I love her.
She's awesome. She's going to be at the Health Freedom Expo as well, and we're going to be talking about kids stuff, the toxicity of children, emotional diseases, ADHD, drugs, fat, no fat, all of that stuff. And Dr. Dean is awesome. We'll have a good time together, and we'll see what other stories come up. Liam, Christopher Walken, Chef, enjoy it, as always.
Balance my hormones, why don't you?
Go balance them, and then we'll get you back on. We've got some great stuff to do this week together. We've got some more stuff happening. But remember, all the links are up that Liam has mentioned at the blog at robertscottbell.com. If you have a question or comment on any of these issues, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Thank you to Mike Adams for appearing today on the TSA issue. And take a break, take a breather, and remind you that the power to heal is yours.
And Christopher's.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Off with his head!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include
depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
thoughts of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Kicking off hour two of the Robert Scott Bell Show now. Super Don at the helm making us sound so good. Of course, last night, debate happened in the Tampa Bay area. And now down to four. We got Santorum, Gingrich, Romney, and our star, Ron Paul. Not a lot of excitement last night, Don. Are we honest about the debate we saw?
Yeah, you know what rhymes with a debate?
What rhymes?
Sedate.
Sedate
that's,
debate.
That's how I felt last night.
The sedate debate. So if anybody had insomnia, they could have watched the debate last night.
Oh, well, what a sharp contrast between the South Carolina crowd, which was, you know, the
rowdy.
The Romans in the Coliseum.
It was.
Bloodlust. The Florida crowd. I couldn't believe it. I thought there were points where I thought if somebody had come out with clubbing baby seals every Tuesday as part of their platform that, you know, you would have heard crickets.
Yeah,
it was so boring. Our guy was there. Ron Paul was there. He had some good answers, but it's the same. Yeah, we know what Ron Paul's going to say. So what it comes down to is it's almost like watching a hockey game or watching NASCAR. A lot of people do that because they're waiting to see the crash or
see the
guys beat each other up. And that's really – there was nothing super exciting about what was going on last night.
Don, there was no Gingrich bulldog moment like the opening of the last one. But yet there were some things worth mentioning as we kick it off this hour to reveal. Of course, the excitement yesterday was really – after we got off the air, we were able to explore that and talk about it today. The Rand Paul, you know, basically being confiscated by TSA temporarily. But in terms of Ron Paul's perspective on that, it wasn't a lot. But conservatism was a question. Now, in terms of Romney, he finally released his tax returns, and turns out he makes a snot load of money and pays, what, 14% in taxes?
Yeah, I mean, the amazing details, because everybody wants to make a big deal about it, and I haven't noticed anything so far in the buzz as far as the news cycle goes. But yeah, I mean, we found out he makes a lot of money, he pays about 14% in taxes, and he donates to charity.
Yep.
You know, amazing revelation.
Wow. I think the big revelation happens to be the my dog ate my homework excuse of Newt Gingrich related to the contracts he had with was it Fannie Mae Freddie Mac, where he says, oh, I was just a consultant. I was a historical consultant. Do you believe that, Don?
Well, it's interesting because the tax returns coming out was basically coming out right about the same time, just a day later, than when Gingrich came out with the contract that he had with Freddie Mac. And really, this contract has created more questions than it has answers, because he came out with a later contract, a contract that was later in his relationship with Freddie Mac, and it's only for 1 year. The contract that covers the majority of the time he was there at Freddie Mac, the dog ate. It's just, it's missing. We can't find it.
Oops.
And the one interesting detail that does come out with the contract that he put out is that he was not answering to the CEO of Freddie Mac. He was answering, and the contract was with the chief lobbyist of Freddie Mac.
That looks really bad. As Ron Paul has pointed out, you took money from taxpayers basically to promote a debacle, a bubble that burst, and then they threw the results onto the U.S. taxpayer, the kids, the grandkids, the kids that aren't even born. And I think that would do him in as much as anything should or would do him in, if not for Prozac-induced, fluoride-induced electorate that can't see through Newt Gingrich.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see. I got to tell you, Robert, I'm getting debate burnout.
I'm sorry to put you through this.
I love to see Ron Paul up there, and I love to watch it and talk about it when something significant happens. But at this point, being a Ron Paul supporter, you kind of already know what Ron Paul's going to say. He's been saying, he's been consistent for so many years.
I guess that the excitement to me is seeing, will they let him speak, right?
And that's, of course, true. Last night it was questionable.
Yeah, they let him do a little bit. But we're going to hear from him now, because the question is, what is conservatism? Who's conservative? Who's not? Getting to the heart of it. And, of course, he always gets right to the heart of it. Instead of just, you know, blindly answering, he's like, all right, what is this? And he sets the stage for it. So let's give a listen to the only guy in Congress to ever hit a home run in the congressional baseball game that they play every year. I've got a link up. You got to see that. Really cool. We're going to hear from Ron Paul at last night's debate on conservatism.
Well, I think the problem is nobody has defined what being conservative means.
Go ahead.
And I think that is our problem. Conservatives means we have smaller government and more liberty. And yet, if you ask what have we done, I think we've lost our way completely. Our rhetoric is still pretty good. But when we get in charge, we expand the government. You talk about Dodd-Frank, but we gave them Sarbanes-Oxley. We gave debts as well, you know, when we're in charge. So if it means limited government, you have to ask a basic question. What should the role of government be? The founders asked that question, had a revolution, wrote a constitution, and they said the role of government ought to be to protect liberty. It's not to run a welfare state and not to be the policeman of the world. So if you're going to be conservative, how can you be conservative and cut food stamps, but you won't cut spending overseas? There's not a nickel or a penny that anybody will cut on the conservative side overseas spending, and we don't have the money. They're willing to start more wars. So I say if you're conservative, you want small government across the board, especially in personal liberty. What's wrong with having the government out of our personal lives? So we have to decide what conservative means, what limited government means. And I have a simple suggestion. We have a pretty good guide, and if we follow the Constitution, government would be very small, and we would all be devoted conservatives.
We have a very good guide, again, coming back to, hey, you guys heard about the Constitution? Hello? And they still don't fully understand that. And it got even more bizarre, did it not? I mean, there was a very cogent perspective of, all right, let's figure out what the definition is before we just start leaping into words that have vibrations and meanings for some and not others and certain things that they react to. It's like, all right, what is it? Do we conserve and protect liberty, or what are we conserving, in fact? Are we promoting the overgrowth through the Patriot Act, through NDAA, the growth of interventionism on a domestic scale, like we talked about with Mike Adams last hour, much less the interventionism on a global scale? I mean, that seems pretty straightforward. We know Ron Paul's there, but still, a lot of the audience in Florida perhaps have never heard it so clearly spoken.
Yeah, well, interventionism, you know, it's something obviously that we do not believe in. We believe is bad foreign policy. But last night, and it blew me away. Now, obviously, you have to think that they were doing this debate in Florida. Obviously, in Florida, you've got a large constituency of people from Cuba, mm-hmm. or of Cuban ancestry. And there's a very big anti-Castro sentiment among those people for understandable reasons.
Sure.
So Cuba came up as a topic in the debate, and the question was asked, what would you do about Cuba? Specifically, I believe it had to do with if Castro died, if you got the phone call and Castro's dead, what would you do about what they estimate to be 500,000 Cubans would then be ready to, you know, run from Cuba to the United States. How would you deal with that? And they asked Gingrich this question, and rather than dealing with right off the bat, dealing with the question about what would you do about all the people that wanted to come here from Cuba, he decided to become General Patton as far as Cuba is concerned. And I got to tell you, it blew me away what I heard. He's been called a chicken hawk before.
Yes, he has.
And I got to tell you, this guy scared the crap out of me with the answer he had about Cuba.
Is he ready to take over another Caribbean nation?
How seriously the policy of the United States should be aggressively to overthrow the regime, because the Gingrich presidency will not tolerate four more years of this dictatorship.
Overt and covert, are you talking about engaging the U.S. military?
No, I'm talking about using every asset available to the United States, including appropriate covert operations, to maximize the distance.
So President Gingrich wants to invade Cuba.
What in the heck is going on here? Covert operations to overthrow the regime of Cuba.
Don, I think the guy is so loaded with heavy metals. I mean, look at him. He is clearly not thinking straight. The heavy metals are proliferating throughout his body for him to say, yeah, we got to go in there and invade Cuba now.
I like heavy metal, but not those kind of heavy metals. But, you know, actually, it's interesting. Speaking of heavy metals, we've got an email from a listener about heavy metals.
Okay.
And, yep.
You have in front of you?
I do not.
All right, let me pull it up here.
You have it.
Yeah, here it is. My husband heard part of the radio show where you were talking about a product that will remove the heavy metals from your system. What is the name of this product? How do you order it? How much do you take? And what is the cost? One question at a time. Anyway, Diane, jeez, thank you for asking that. I think she might be another Minnesota listener, if I remember. Anyway, but yeah, I talk about heavy metals from time to time. Actually, a lot, because there's not enough you can do to cover all the heavy metals that are intoxicating Congress, much less the American electorate that would vote for a Gingrich, if you will, in this case. So for me, there's a lot of products, not just one. We've talked about many, and you know that, Don, over the years. I think the single most important thing, if I can say it that way, and I know you get in trouble when you do that, I come back to selenium, because without the trace mineral selenium, not psyllium husks, that's a different story for a different thing. People confuse these things. Selenium, you cannot bind out these heavy metals, so it's the trace mineral that is so critically necessary. And of course, we get that from a whole food or food grown source from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. I don't know, maybe $24 a bottle, and you get a month's supply. I mean, it's not that expensive. Those of you who have not done that, also, you can think about how can we elevate glutathione levels, which is selenium dependent as well. You can do whey protein. We've talked about One World Whey before. But also homeopathic medicine, the least expensive of all the medicines available to us. We do the Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King every Friday, and we talk about heavy metal detoxification pretty regularly. And there is actually a heavy metal detox formula that's just comprehensive there. You take a couple of sprays a day, maybe more if you're more aggressive at it. It is as simple as that in regards to removing the heavy metals. Now, I don't mean to overlook anything. I mean, there's always so many more things I can talk about. But if you're up in the northern climes or even the southern climes in the winter, you'll love to get in a far infrared heat sauna. The Healing Light Energy is a far infrared because it will relinquish or release the fat-soluble toxins, including the heavy metals, and you'll sweat it right out. And that's another method by which you reduce the burden on your liver and kidneys and enhance the detoxification pathways. My dear friend Phil Wilson from Momentum 98 has that, and I've linked that before. So those are a few things to do, and there are always more, but we're out of time. We've got, guess what, Dr. Carolyn Dean's coming up in a moment. Don, this is great.
Yay! We haven't had her on in a while, and that is always awesome. Always an awesome interview.
Double dangerous she is, that small package that she is, a naturopath and a medical doctor. We're going to talk about boys and girls and ADHD and things that deal with emotional things for kids, so it's going to be awesome. Gearing up for the Health Freedom Expo, March 2nd through 4th. Dr. Dean will be there. We'll talk to her about that and more. Thank you to everybody for being a part of the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. Please say thanks to our sponsors. They make this possible. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Let's rock it with Dr. Carolyn Dean after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. Ohira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ohira's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Joined now by one of my favorites, in fact, the one that makes me smile, a broader smile than almost anybody else on the planet, Dr. Carolyn Dean. She's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Dean, welcome, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to be here in sunny Florida. It's sunny there.
Well, usually it is, as it is in sunny Maui. But how do you, let's see, you make the trip from Canada to New York, and now you say, I'm swimming with the fishies, when we were talking yesterday. Has a different connotation in Hawaii than it does in New York, does it not?
Oh, I know. It's true. When we lived in New York, we were on City Island, which is probably a former mafia island, because every time the mafia sets up, they have to be near some sort of exit. They have to have an exit strategy, right?
Right.
So it's usually the ocean.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I was always glad when we talked when you lived there, you never said I was swimming with the fishies. So that you say it now in Hawaii, no problem. I know it's a happy thing. So word on the street is you're going to be in Long Beach, California at the Health Freedom Expo.
I know. I'm very excited. I thought I would just Skype in, but then, you know, I thought about it a little more, and it's going to be great to be over there. I tend to hang out too much in Maui and not get to the mainland. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to be talking about a little bit about my book, Death by Modern Medicine, and really just cover toxicity and detoxifying, because we have to detoxify our minds as well as our bodies. There's so much negativity that we're exposed to and that we allow our words to evoke. So I just want to give people a little calming breath and mm-hmm. help them get cleansed of all this negativity.
Well, I'm just thrilled you're going to be there. We'll be there together and doing some great stuff, and we'll get you on the air once we're out there as well. In fact, when, you know, if people want to see my smiling face, they'll know it was because I was sitting next to Dr. Carolyn Dean. That's the one I use on my Facebook still. So after
oh,
all
really?
This, yeah, well, absolutely, yeah. So I'm not just making that up. Hey, listen.
I'm going to go and look at it right now.
Yeah.
You go ahead and carry on with the show.
Well, keeping kids off of drugs. Recently, Dr. Dean, we've had a story out of Leroy, New York, with 12 girls mysteriously somehow developing Tourette's-like, tick-like symptoms and outbursts. And seemingly in the fall, out of nowhere, they've claimed to have ruled out toxicology. They claim to have ruled out drugs. They claim to have ruled out so many things, although they kind of refuse to mention vaccinations, I suspect. As Dr. Batar has said, we suspect vaccines, perhaps other mercury issues as such. But it's another one of those bizarre things where the government's trying to protect something because they're not revealing to the parents, much less to the press or the people, what really is happening there. And here you have an article just recently on keeping kids off drugs. One of the kids was on Adderall. So I thought this was a perfect thing to leap in to get perspective on it that no one else in the media would be covering.
Right. And I didn't know about that story, but I would immediately think it's a combination of things. But yes, for all 12 kids, there's got to be some sort of trigger. And some children, they can't detoxify.
Right.
They can't detoxify the mercury vaccines or a lot of the chemicals like in drugs like aspirin, even antibiotics. You need methylation pathways that work really well in order to detoxify. And some of these kids, they just can't process these chemicals.
Yeah, and there was no mention in any of the news stories about appropriate, let's say, detoxification protocols and support. It's all about, well, they're being medicated. And it's like, wait a second, medication may be the reason that they're having the problems.
I know. I love it when the treatment of toxicity is another toxic drug. It just boggles my mind. The more stories I hear as I talk to my telephone clients, it's just appalling. Not so much for kids here, but one of my recent clients is a 90-year-old, and she's been on antibiotics once or twice a month for 60 years.
Wait, she's how old?
90.
90. How do you explain her survivability? I mean, that's an incredible thing, is what we know the antibiotics are doing to the gut.
I know. That's the first thing I said to her. I said, boy, you're pretty strong to be able to survive this. And you know, the question after you think that is, well, what are these doctors thinking? Mm-hmm. If the drugs don't work for the first decade, wouldn't you try something else?
Well, you would think. But if everything that they're trained to be is basically a hammer, then you say everything that they see looks like a nail to them. And they haven't been trained accordingly, as you as a medical doctor and a naturopath have seen much more in terms of ability to heal and, of course, appropriateness when needed in extreme circumstances, the medications that are available. But we see here that in the antibiotics, not only the resistance that's developed, it's not just for the kids, but the animals that they're feeding these antibiotics to that the kids are then eating. Mm-hmm. And so many of the drugs that are coming in, even through the water supply, it's almost there's no escape. So I expect to see more of these like mysterious 12 kids in New York to occur in other places as time goes on if we don't correct our ways.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And one of my big frustrations is that when I was in medical school and I went into medicine already very interested in natural medicine and doing nutrition and exercise, lifestyle, all that, but people wouldn't listen to me. So I thought, okay, I'll get a medical degree and then they'll have to listen. And I seriously thought that things would change, that medicine would see the light and see that prevention was important, nutrients were important, exercise, diet. But it really has gotten worse. And that's hard to imagine, because back when I went to medical school, doctors were gods and patients weren't even told what was wrong with them. It's just take this pill and you'll be fine. But still, at the same time, there weren't the statin drugs. There was cholesterol averaging around 240. That was the norm. And now we're told we have to have the statin drugs to make sure our cholesterol is below 200, and even better, below 180. And I don't know why I'm going off on that, but it's really scary when we're allowing drug companies to dictate the actual normal levels of our body fluids so that we can be prescribed drugs.
Yeah, I think one of the things that Dr. Batar mentioned on a recent show together was that there was no governor or limiting factor. Like everything else in the body, you know, if there's too much, it becomes dangerous. And so there's a shutoff, you know, sequence that something senses and, okay, it reduces it. But cholesterol doesn't have that, which indicates that there really isn't a danger associated with cholesterol per se. It's only the inflammation that precedes it that necessitates maybe some level of patching and repairing. But I think it relates to this keeping kids off drugs, because your article, and I have it linked up on your blog, as well as there's an older article on homeopathy for children's emotional issues. I think that we're looking at that fear of fat, that fat phobia that occurred somewhere in the 20th century that the medical profession adopted, that, you know, went from whole foods, and I don't mean the chain of stores Whole Foods. I mean food that is whole. Mm-hmm. The fat that people got, the kids got. Nobody was talking low fat for kids. I mean that's just a dangerous nonsense now. Mm-hmm. With all of this low fat, it's impacting negatively their emotions, their endocrine system, etc.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that I've been reading about that, and at the same time, while they're trying to keep the fats away from kids, they're allowing them to drink, you know, 4 or 5 sodas a day, each can of soda having 10 teaspoons of sugar. And you get these kids who the girls have early puberty, because puberty is not an age, it's a weight. Once a girl child reaches 100 pounds, then that seems to kick in the whole cycling.
Hmm. And say that again. Puberty is not an age, it's a weight. That's the first time I've actually heard that. That's fantastic. Puberty is not an age, but a weight. So when you have these little girls often that are entering it much earlier, yes, you see a lot of them are very overweight compared to their age, and that makes a lot of sense. Although mm-hmm. we see endocrine disruptors in the environment, plastifiers, BPA, et cetera, also contributing, and pesticides contributing to this acceleration.
Mm-hmm. Right. So we've got kids who are eating the wrong foods, being fed synthetic foods to try to separate them from fats, and then they display behaviors that supposedly aren't appropriate for overfilled classrooms. So then the kids get medicated with drugs like amphetamines, Adderalls, and Ritalin, so that they can be calm in the classroom and conform.
Hmm. Well, we got to increase, obviously, the essential fats, the good fats, and look for the quality of fats to coming back into the lives of these kids. But it's like the carpet bombing of inner cities, particular, where the kids already don't have adequate nutrients coming in from their food supply.
No,
and
these are
the kids that are most often targeted for these ADHD drugs that you write about in your article.
Yes, and that's where we would go to some of the food. The food shows. Who's the chef from England who set himself up to try to cure America's ills, eating ills?
Yeah, I remember but I don't remember his name.
Yes, I'll try to look for it. But there are also programs where a number of people have gone into schools and put in good foods. There was studies about taking the sugars out of foods and the behavior improving and the test scores going up. We have all the information we need to show school boards and parents that by feeding their kids good foods, their behavior will improve and their test scores will improve. So what's holding us back? And in the urban areas where kids can't get good food, we could be setting up gardens.
I mean, yes.
Make a school class into a gardening class so that kids can get back to nature and learn how to create their own food and then benefit from it by eating it. There's so much that can be done, but it's not in the bureaucratic way that mm-hmm. our world is functioning.
Well, we talk about corruption. It's not just in politics, but it's in medicine, as you know. And this issue here, again, that you write about in this article, Keep Kids Off Drugs, how bizarre is it that we have an idea of deficiency? And that's a good thing normally, but the deficiency that they're worried about is we don't have enough methamphetamines. We don't have enough Adderall. We don't have enough Ritalin and Novartis. That's what's scary. It's like, well, they sort of get there halfway and they go, wait, we're lacking the drug, not the food.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things that I've been looking into is there's a nonprofit site called remineralize.org, and they're spearheading another organization that is going to be measuring, creating some sort of instrumentation to measure the nutrients in produce. so that we can actually find out what's in the food. It's like the labeling now, what is it, calories and carbs and whatever, nothing about vitamins and minerals. Well, there's going to be a measurement of the vitamins and minerals in our produce so that we'll know what we're getting. And I think that will start holding people accountable.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Well, we got the links up, drcarolyndean.com, drcarolyndean.com. You can check it out at the blog at robertscottbell.com. I have a direct link to our article, Keep Kids Off Drugs. We're going to talk more about that, mention some homeopathic medicines as well. And in addition, just let's say reference some of the news stories that are out there and talk about ways we can get you well. And that's what we're doing. Dr. Carolyn Dean is my guest this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with us. We're coming right back after this break.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
In the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're talking this hour to my good friend Dr. Carolyn Dean. She'll be appearing with me as well at the Health Freedom Expo. That's March 2nd through 4th in Long Beach, California. Looking forward to that, talking about all kinds of great ways to empower people to heal and basically reawakening to their birthright in healing. And Dr. Dean, of course, you mentioned, who was that chef we were talking about before the break? We couldn't come up with a name.
Yeah, Jamie Oliver.
That's right, Jamie Oliver.
And you see things like that, and you see the blocks he received from the school board and the food committees. You see, I think independent contractors are given the contracts to prepares food for school kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have a budget, they have a certain amount of money, and in order for them to make a little extra under the table, they'll try to buy the cheapest foods they can. And the cheapest foods tend to be sugary foods and high soy foods. And soy in certain forms is very hard to digest. So kids are they're just growing their allergies when they eat this food.
Yeah, it's not what we want to see.
Fake meat and yeah. Fake everything made with soy.
If they're going to grow, we don't want them to grow allergies, right? We want them to grow big and strong, right? And I know, poster boy for allergies, I was for so many years in my young life, to have to, you know, win this information it had to be embedded into my DNA ultimately, or else, you know, I wouldn't have made it, much less be able to communicate it the way I do and the way I love to do with you. And your books, of course, many of them, including on many on magnesium. And, of course, you mentioned Death by Modern Medicine. You'll be talking about that and detoxification at the Health Freedom Expo. And, of course, if we talk about these kids that are on methylphenidate, PMP or Ritalin, Novartis makes that, I believe, Adderall and things like this. You know, the docs are just not set up. And if we give them props for being well-meaning, and I'm hesitant to do that, but I'm hesitant to also condemn everybody. But the point is, we've got to get them to understand that we've got to pull these toxins out of the system that are exciting their nervous system, as well as the lack of fats we mentioned already that also increases or enhances the ability of inflammatory processes to continue without end.
But you see, our brains are mostly fat as well, and people don't realize that. When you eat a low-fat diet because you're trying to avoid the bad fats, then you actually cause brain problems. We know that from statin use. A lot of people on statins develop senility symptoms and blackouts. And with kids, it's probably similar. The myelin sheath that coats every cell in the brain, actually every cell in the body, but in the brain it's especially necessary because it's down that fatty pathway that you transmit the neurotransmitters. So, yeah, taking fats away from kids is actually very dangerous. And one thing that I have in that article, which is on the front page of my blog right now, it's connected to Robert's site, it's about a young boy, 14-year-old, who's an expert beekeeper and chicken farmer and an often quoted sustainable food advocate. So what's the background of this kid? He's homeschooled for one thing. Mm. So he gets to eat good food at home and doesn't get all the negative influence of school. So this is an example of what good eating and good living can do for a kid. And the magazine that I'm quoting is an online magazine called Organic Connections. So people can find all the updates of several things I've talked about already, this remineralize.org, that's an organization where they're putting rock dust minerals and seaweeds on the soil and building up the soil. Because even though we say eat well, eat organic, well, mm-hmm. we don't actually know what minerals and nutrients are in the soil of even the organic foods.
Right.
Unless they make a concerted effort to remineralize, mm-hmm. then the soils are not getting the nutrients that they would have in, you know, times past when the floodplains, you know, distributed new earth and new soil all over and brought down the minerals from the high places.
Yeah.
I mean, that just doesn't happen anymore.
Dr. Dean, we talk and think as well that this is so very commonplace, yet how many times do I get calls, you know, people that want to consult? And by the way, people can consult. You can consult with Dr. Dean. We'll tell you how to do that if you so desire, and you'd be well served, especially if you don't have access to this kind of information and help and support. But there are people that I'll talk to fairly regularly. And, you know, one of the first things I say is, what are you doing to remineralize your body? And I mean, they inevitably say, well, what do you mean? And I'll mention something like selenium. Like yesterday, I actually had a call and somebody said, do you mean psyllium? Yeah, I take psyllium husk. And I thought, no, selenium. And they I'd never heard of that. So we really have a level of nutritional ignorance as well among people that really are seeking help. But yet they're starting from a zero point that sometimes we forget that, wow, we have a long way to go in the West to get back to this information understanding.
Absolutely. And when the only access to food is a supermarket where most of the food is heavily processed, people just don't have a connection to the earth. Mm-hmm. Actually, one thing I did in New York was start a community-supported agriculture location, which is CSA. There, I think you can get their information on websites. Let me just look for that.
Sure, you're good. You're good for doing that. And by the way, you mentioned also, which was fascinating, about the rock dust of the remineralization of the soil. My mentor in homeopathy, he was also an organic gardener, was featured not long after he emigrated to the States. This is many years ago now, on the PBS Victory Garden Show, because he had such prolific organic gardens, the food that he could grow. And one of his secrets, and there were a number, but he would also get from these, let's say, quarry sites, the rock dust. Now, we can't eat and assimilate rock dust as humans or animals, but if we allow the soil to break these things down through the microorganisms and the animals and everything, suddenly it becomes available to the plants in soil that didn't have it before. So that's a simple trick. You can actually get rock dust if you have a quarry nearby for free in many cases. They'll just give it to you. So there are a lot of techniques as far as remineralizing the soil. That was one I wanted to mention that you had brought up because I've seen it work in person.
That's excellent. And yes, you're right. The plants will take up the minerals, but when they're broken down from the dust, then you have to have the nitrogen-fixing bacteria, the worms, and all those live things. So you can imagine when you're using pesticides and herbicides, you're killing off anything that's alive. So even if there are minerals there, they're not going to get broken down into the size that the tiny little plant rootlets require in order to absorb those minerals.
Exactly.
So where you go for your community-supported agriculture is localharvest.org. And what you do is find out in your local area where there's an organic farm where you can buy a share in the farm and then receive produce every week that doesn't go through the middleman. So it really cuts down the cost of your food. You support local agriculture, you support your farmers, and you get fresh, healthy fruits and vegetables.
I want to make sure we have this written down right on the blog, localharvest or harvests.com.
Harvest, H-A-R-V-E-S-T.org.
Good. That's the way we have it. Good. I just want to be sure so that everybody gets a hold of this. The link is up there as well in today's blog notes, as well as all the links through the article that we're discussing on Dr. Carolyn Dean's site, and as well the article on homeopathy. We've discussed a little bit about emotions and homeopathy as well. For children, we could not get together and not at least mention once magnesium as far as its calming impact on kids that are having a little hyperactivity disorders.
Oh, absolutely. I can't tell you how many parents have come back to me and said, wow, as soon as I started doing either magnesium powders in water or just even an Epsom salts bath. The kids just, they calm down, they sleep better. Even kids who are constipated, a magnesium bath will actually help their bowel issues because it relaxes the whole body. You know, constipation, for the most part, is tension. You know, you're holding your abdomen tight, so things just don't move through. So, yeah, I've heard parents talk about the kids' schoolwork improving and their attitude improving just with magnesium. And there are other nutrients too. If you look at my blog, you can see a recommendation that I have for a liquid children's multiple that has all the necessary things for a growing kid. So that's why I wrote the article. I saw this this ADHD business, the attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, a Medscape article was talking about the drugs for this condition are in short supply. And, you know, I immediately, my intuition went on high alert because I thought, oh, they've got enough drugs. What's going on? So apparently what's happening is the DEA, the drug
Enforcement Administration.
Yeah, apparently they're trying to control the amount of amphetamines their children are getting. Now, this isn't the FDA. This isn't someone who cares about health. These are people who are concerned, actually, in the government that kids are getting too many amphetamines.
Isn't that
so
bizarre?
I thought that was kind of funny. And what I realized is probably the drug companies are creating this so-called shortage of these drugs to get doctors and parents to force the DEA to allow more speed to be used on their kids. So then, of course, they said, why do we need drugs in the first place? I mean, we have good foods to give our kids. We have magnesium. We have good supplements. And those things alone will help balance out a child's health rather than putting them on a drug, which, as you already mentioned, Robert, can affect their growth and can, I think, down the line, make them think that, well, I think I need a drug in order to control myself. So to my mind, this is what will set a kid off to taking drugs in the future, or even just prescription drugs in the future.
Well,
yes, sets a bad precedent.
Yeah, we want to talk more about some of the abundance of the good things that we can do for kids dealing with neurological impairment, emotional issues, and we may mention some homeopathic medicines as well, which we love to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this break. We'll be back to wrap it up with Dr. Carolyn Dean in just a moment. Say thanks to our sponsors in the meantime. And remember, she's going to be at the Health Freedom Expo coming up. Check it out, healthfreedomexpo.com. I have all the links up to that as well. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com. Coming right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, moms and dads, this is your time to take notes if you haven't been doing so already. If not, you got to go back and re-listen or download the archives at naturalnewsradio.com of the Robert Scott Bell Show, which is cool. You can do that, too. But take notes, because we're going to get into some remedies and some things in addition to some of the minerals we've already mentioned. Dr. Carolyn Dean has written another article. It's a while back. We've done some of the discussion here, but there's always good room for a reminder of some of these things. If your children are dealing with any emotional difficulties in addition to the cleaning up of their diet, the detox, the mineralization, what can we do from an energetic standpoint to support their recovery? And Dr. Dean, you got it. I also want to let you know, everybody listening out there, if you need additional support, there is a way you can consult with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Before we're done today, we're going to let you know. So get ready to write it down. Dr. Dean, take it away.
Yes, with the this article, actually, it's in your favorite news column at Natural News, mm-hmm. and I just list, for example, anger. If kids, you know, tend to be angry, the chamomile. You know, it is chamomile tea, but you can get it as a homeopathic. And this is for a child who's just fine in one moment, and the next moment they get angry. Lachesis is one for jealous anger, where a child is critical and suspicious and contradictory and oversensitive. So then we go into anxiety. There can be anticipation anxiety, and aconite is good for that. And actually, I take aconite before I go to the dentist.
it's very good for situations where you're going to have some trepidation or fear and anxiety combination. So yeah, aconite is a great one, along with one of my favorites we've mentioned before, gelsemium, which is on the list.
Mm-hmm. Now, I say it's for acute anticipation or a child who's never felt well since a particular fright or event, but gelsemium mm-hmm. is also, you know, when you're kind of run down and feeling anxious just from being tired.
Mm-hmm.
These remedies, what you do with homeopathy, and I'm sure Robert's gone over it, you look at the situation you're trying to treat, you look at the remedy, read about it, and just see if it makes sense. See if you get an intuitive hit. Oh yeah, this should help. Because that's what it is. You have to know your own body and mm-hmm. know a little bit about a remedy.
Also, if you're nervous going to public speak, not like Dr. Carolyn Dean is, she can just get up and let it rip at the Health Freedom Expo. But those of you who have, or if your kid is about to go do a presentation at school and has that nervousness before speech, mm-hmm. gelsemium is also one of my favorite remedies for that.
And that could be for before exams. So, mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. this is a good kid's remedy because there's always something they're anticipating that you don't know the outcome. And, mm-hmm. and kids have to learn that, well, you just sort of ride with whatever happens. But gelsemium can smooth that out. Mm-hmm. Lack of confidence, there are a few good remedies. Gelsemium comes up again in this regard, as well as lycopodium for fear of being in public, and natural myrrh, fear of being rejected. And, you know, what kid hasn't felt rejected? Staphysagria is for poor confidence due to being humiliated. And it's interesting, Robert, because I read or I'll look at movies and I'll see this constant badgering of a group of kids on sort of the weakest kid. And I've really never experienced that in my school system, but I was a good runner, so I would just run away from people.
You were
actually
fast.
That is a good point. I never hung around to be attacked. I just ran. I was the fastest runner in the school, and when they started a track team and they wanted me on it, I started, you know, in on the sport, running back and forth along a bunch of barriers, and I thought how boring this is, so I quit.
Oh, that's funny. And you were so fleet of foot. I mean, the thing is, when they meet you, you're like, wow, she's so small. How does she do all of that? I joke how powerful you are in a small package, but it makes sense, you know, the athleticism as well in terms of health, because there's a lot more that people can accomplish physically when they have all the things we've discussed this hour as well. We don't mean to focus only. That's why we're doing some emotional discussion here, because sometimes you can do everything that you know to do physically and support them, and that will help. But there are some lingering emotional issues that we can address energetically with homeopathy.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And there's one for sadness where in a family, I mean, someone or some pet is going to die. There's going to be a separation. So kids will feel that grief. And usually kids will just sort of hide away and you'll think, oh yeah, they're sad, but they'll be really suffering. And you can really help a child with things like pulsatilla for abandonment with grief and sadness and, you know, just sort of gently weeping in a corner. And I don't know, I guess with kids, you just think, oh, they're so resilient, they don't have to worry.
Dr. Dean, sorry to interrupt. You know what I do when my kids are unruly like that? I just send them into the coal mines.
What? What?
Don't, isn't that what we're supposed to be doing? Send the kids into the coal mines.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're one of those dads that binds their kids up and puts them in a corner.
No, it's Velcro now. That's the new way. You know, Velcro them to the wall upside down until they calm down. No, of course not. I mean, look, we get silly too. And look, I have kids and I'm raising them, and there are times where things get heated, and there are times where they're reasonable, and there are times when the parents are not reasonable. And of course, then I need the homeopathic remedies as well. And so all of this is at play. But you're right. There are sensitivities that kids are tough at the same time. They take things to heart. Sometimes we you know, are insensitive to that. And there's where we got some remedies to bounce off of them.
Exactly. And happily so. So I think maybe the final thing about kids, and you did mention it about detoxing. Mm-hmm. I do use the Epsom salts baths, but I must say that some of my parents, when they've tested Epsom salts, they've found that they can contain some heavy metals. So especially for autistic kids, I never directly recommend Epsom salts. I send them to sources where they can get pure magnesium sulfate or magnesium chloride. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I use for detoxing kids is clay. There are certain good clays, especially the calcium bentonite clays that you can put in a bath that will pull toxins. And I like treating this way, especially because you don't have to do it by mouth. You're just putting a kid in a nice bath, and mm-hmm. hopefully they enjoy their bath, and you use the surface area of the skin to help pull out toxins. So I think it's a great way for parents to help their children.
Yeah, instead of sending them to the coal mines like I do, which I don't do, by the way, making it easy for kids, right? This is why, you know, we're fans also of like the Sovereign Silver, the Silver Hydrosol, because it tastes like water for kids. Or homeopathy, which is, you know, you can get even water-based remedies and things, that, or the little pellets that are sweet for kids. And you make it easy for them to do these things as well. Another thing for detoxification is looking at the remedies that say, hey, what can we do to work with the liver? What can we do to, let's say, sensitize the body to some pesticides that they may have been exposed to, because a lot of kids are, and their bodies are much smaller than ours and can't tolerate it as well. So we can utilize the energies that way as well to detoxify.
Mm-hmm. I know it reminded me of another interview I did the other day about pesticides, how we do all this lawn care and then we send our kids out to play on the lawn. So you have to be aware of all the ways that kids can be exposed. In the school system, they use terribly cheap chemicals and very toxic chemicals to clean and paint. So you've got to be aware if your kid comes home after the school has been cleaned or painted and is feel sick, that they may be suffering an exposure to a chemical.
Yeah, and also the medicines or drugs that are become so commonplace. You have a link within your article that I linked to 10 common medications your child should never take. And that's just another insight to the drug culture. We give up and we say, oh, yeah, it's just normal and don't think twice about it. So there are a lot of these that are on the list that a lot of people just do without thinking. So that's another realm of detox we're going to have to focus on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you think of your body as an aquarium, and you keep changing the water. But if you don't, if you keep adding toxins to it and don't change it, don't mm-hmm. detoxify, then you're just going to have a bunch of dead fish in your body.
Good. Yeah, then you're really swimming with the wrong kind of fishies. Hey, Dr. Carolyn Dean, you are awesome. How do people reach you should they want to consult with you?
Yes, they can just go to my website, drcarolyndean.com, and click the link on consultations, and actually just join up and get a free newsletter a couple times a week where I give out all these points. I mean, I can't believe how much I did in that one little blog, just giving out information that I've come across that I want to share with people. So, you know, sign up on my website, and actually you'll get, at this point, I'm giving away a free magnesium book, an e-book on my website as
Sweet.
Part of a weight loss summit that I'm involved in. So it's a good time to join.
Hey, perfect timing. I love it. Freebies are great. And of course, come see Dr. Carolyn Dean. And I will be there as well, the Health Freedom Expo, March 2nd through 4th, Long Beach, California. I can't wait to see you out there, Dr. Dean.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. That was one of the main reasons I decided to come on over, Robert, was to see you.
Oh, you're too kind. Well, I look forward to giving you a great big hug, and when we see you there, and We'll be talking detox and all the things that we need to do to empower people. So thank you for being on board. Always great to have you on. And Dr. Dean reminds you, as I do every day, simply that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Scott Bell Show.